1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of lying on mortgage documents to get more favorable loan terms. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says the trial is scheduled for January.
The prosecution also said that they plan to call 8 to 10 witnesses at that trial. It's expected to last about 5 days, so it's on a very quick timeline.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's ready to resume trade talks with President Trump.
We stand ready to pick up on that progress and build on that progress when the Americans are ready to have those discussions.
Trump cut off the talks after the Ontario government released an ad featuring former President Reagan saying tariffs hurt every American. Air Traffic Controllers Union leader Nick Daniel says the shutdown is affecting his members' job performance.
Every day that this shutdown drags on, with no clear insight, this affects their focus.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation in Wisconsin Rapids. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. What would Senator Tammy Baldwin like to see following train derailments in Dodge County? Parker Olson has the story.
Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter Tuesday to Canadian Pacific Kansas City about an August train derailment in Dodge County. The derailment led to a crude oil spill near Reeseville. It's the second derailment in as many years in the area. Baldwin's letter to the company responsible for that 24-car derailment called on the company to investigate track issues in the area. Their previous two derailments were both caused by track issues. Baldwin is asking the company to provide her office with the summary of the actions they had taken since that August derailment. She also called on the company for a description of investments and changes in operation since the 2023 derailment that saw 29 cars derailed. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
WRCT's Silver Foxes have one more performance of their hilarious murder mystery, Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered. You'll get to decide who the killer is in this Irish family feud. If you pick the right person, you'll be included in a drawing to win the prize. The show starts at 7 p.m. tonight at WRCT in the Centralia Center. Saturday is the Fall Festival celebration at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., families can celebrate the feelings of fall with food, festivities, and fun. They'll have a petting zoo, pumpkin painting, truck viewing, candy and treats, vendors, and of course, brats and beverages. That's at Witter Field at 521 Lincoln Street from 3 to 11 on Saturday. Visit Rome is holding their kids' Halloween party at the Rome Town Center on Saturday. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. They'll have trick-or-treating, fun games, and prizes for best costumes. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So we got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin right here on WFHR and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s and light west winds. Overnight, clouds will thicken up, will drop back into the lower 30s. On Saturday, some rain chances developing, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s, currently 46 degrees.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
Bengals
and Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads west to take on the Oregon Ducks. Our coverage begins at 4.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Looking pressured and sacked.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers. The consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with new candidate for the Wisconsin governorship, Missy Hughes, former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and former executive with Organic Farms. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. As many of you know, I've started and owned several businesses in my life and always tried to have a social conscience about them, but never been quite as out there as the Monaco Brewing Company is. These guys are really merging capitalism and activism. Kirk Bangstad is on the line with us. He is the owner and operator of Monaco Brewing and their latest project, the new economic collective, the Monaco Marketplace. The website, Monaco, M-I-N-O-C-Q-U-A, brewingcompany.com. And on Blue Sky, it's MBC Brews at bluesky.social. Kirk, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me. I thought we were meeting an hour later, and so I was just out for a walk up north, like around a lake. So I just got back. Thank God we got each other in time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I apologize for my flannel and my hat. I probably would have gotten a little more gussied up had I not been off by an hour.
You look great, Kirk. You look great. And, given the way the weather's going, it's just perfect. So tell us about the Monaco Brewing Company. How where'd you guys come from and what got you into, merging political activism and beer?
Yeah, so I grew up in Wisconsin, in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, but I had, lived in New York City and was doing management consulting for Facebook, Oracle, and Google, and moved back to Wisconsin when my wife got cancer. And we went to vacation in this beautiful area called Monaco, Wisconsin, in the northern part of Wisconsin. And she started thriving there. So we decided to stick around. And the only way you can make money in northern Wisconsin is really in tourism. So there was a guy wanted to sell his brew pub, the Monaco Brewing Company, and I bought it. I peacefully ran that restaurant for about 4 or 5 years. Unfortunately, my wife passed, and then all of a sudden, COVID came. Happened and put restaurants, breweries, and bars all in the tornado of disease. In my consulting past, I had also worked on many political campaigns. I was a policy director for Anthony Weiner's mayoral campaign in New York City, and I had worked on Jim Doyle's campaign for governor in Wisconsin. And so I was, at heart, a big progressive, but I never, as most business owners do, especially in rural areas like the one I was living in Wisconsin, I didn't wear my politics on my sleeve and I kind of kept it to myself. But when restaurants and bars became the center of COVID, I decided to speak out. And that kind of led to this, this world of activism because my outspokenness garnered a lot of more, you know, attention on Facebook. The New York Times came to Minocqua right before the Biden election and did a feature on, you know, my activism. And so I figured I was already, I let the cat out of the bag. People knew I was progressive in a very MAGA area. And I just leaned into it and I started making what I call progressive beer. And so the first beer we ever made was called Biden Beer. Inoffensive and not bitter,
because I love
and it.
It
was a Kolsch. It was a Kolsch, which is inoffensive and not bitter.
Uh-huh.
And it was. He wasn't my first choice, but thank God he was elected as a in terms of our other choice. So
Yeah. That's
how it all started, and I just leaned into it from there. And now I basically say I'm an activist that funds his activism through the sale of once beer. Now. The sale of other progressive companies' goods through my marketplace that we've created.
Well, this is fascinating stuff. Politics and capitalism can go hand in hand. Tell us about the marketplace.
So when I've been doing, selling beer for 5 years now, but because I've been so outwardly progressive. Oh, I should also mention we started a super PAC called the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, and I call it dark money meant for good because super PACs are inherently evil. But if you're going to fight the Koch brothers and you're a business, that's one way to do it. So so we've raised about $2 million in our super PAC, and because we sued to get Donald Trump off of the ballot after Colorado got him off of the ballot. We sued to get rid of private voucher schools, which are a parasitic, it's sucking the money out of public schools in Wisconsin. So all that activism obviously made me a pariah for distributors, beer distributors, who are generally lean way to the right because it's multi-generations of families who are kind of like own the beer distribution world. So I already had to diversify as a company in order to make money. So we started making coffee. I have a woke coffee brand because woke and caffeine go hand in hand, and we have choice wine, and I found a great a vineyard in California who makes wine, and we give money to reproductive rights groups. So I've already diversified outside of a brewery. And when Trump got elected, in January, I was on vacation because nobody sells beer in January after the holidays. Nobody drinks a drop. And so I go on vacation, and I was given Erica Chenoweth's essay, and she is a Harvard Kennedy School professor who wrote about resisting authoritarianism in America. She wrote it in 2022, potentially anticipating, what might happen if Trump got reelected.
Right, and she was the 3.5% person.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And her essay was given to me by a retired Army colonel who had a second home in up north in Wisconsin, who was at the Pentagon, who was doing they were role playing what might happen if Trump didn't leave. And he's like, Kirk, you got to read this essay by Erica Chenoweth. And in that essay, she went through since World War II all the way through like the Pinochet era, in Chile, all these authoritarian governments, Lech Walesa or whatever in Czechoslovakia. She went through all these periods of what worked, what resistance tactics worked and what didn't work. And she tried to put them together to give kind of a playbook for what we could do as Americans to resist authoritarianism. One of the things in that little playbook she came up with was called an economic cooperative, where a bunch of businesses all get together. Think about it in World War II. The Jews living in the same part of Germany were being oppressed. And so, their Jewish businesses, the Jews would then buy goods from Jewish businesses. They would keep that money together in their communities so that they wouldn't be funding businesses that were bending the knee to Hitler and oppressing them. So that's the idea of an economic cooperative as a resistance model, is to keep the money together so you're not funding your oppressors. I read that. I was like, I'm already doing this to a certain degree. I've already collected a bunch of progressive businesses that I relabel their products and sell them as progressive products. Might it make sense to build an economic cooperative on steroids? which would be, you know, an e-commerce site where people would know that everything they bought from that site is coming from a progressive company that has pledged to never bend the knee or give money to MAGA extremists or the Trump regime. So that's what our marketplace is all about.
Wow. And the website is?
It's ManaquaMarketplace.com. So it's a weird way to spell it. The Minocqua is a Native American term meaning noonday's rest. So M-I-N-O-C-Q-U-A marketplace.com. There's about 60 businesses now who have joined. And, you know, we've got cheesemakers, Wisconsin cheesemakers. We've got people who make toilet paper there. I'm trying to become the Amazon for progressives.
Wow.
Because we no longer trust Bezos anymore. He's already, you know, bent the knee both with Amazon and with the Washington Post. Obviously, I've got a lot of ways to go before I become the Amazon of anything. But the goal is to be a substitute for anybody who wants to buy something from a company that has bent the knee to Trump. I want to have a substitute product that you can buy through the marketplace.
That's spectacular.
That will actually fund that business. It doesn't just make me money. It keeps those progressive businesses alive, and it protects them because we're all part of a group. You can't boycott a group as easily as you can boycott one company.
No.
And I've been boycotted, so I understand it. So
yeah. The
strength in numbers is why we're also building this marketplace.
I totally get it. And for our listeners, Kirk and I have no business relationship here. He's not an advertiser or anything like that. I was just so impressed by this. And the thing that first turned me on to what you guys were doing was your Substack newsletter. You know, I'm getting the Substack news. I think I must have signed up some time ago trying to buy beer from you. And as I recall, I couldn't get it shipped to Oregon. But you started this progressive newsletter also on Substack. Tell us about that. We got about a minute and a half left before we hit a hard break here.
Got it. So ultimately, you know, the New York Times didn't start off being the New York Times. The original newspaper was a circular that was created to help sell products to the local grocery store. And so they're like, we might as well provide some useful content as opposed to buy my orange. You know, so, you know, it's the original newspaper was an ad. And so what I'm doing now is if you buy a T-shirt or a beer from me, I get your email address. But instead of just sending you an email saying, can you buy more beer from me? I hired writers. I hired Patty Vasquez at WCPT 820 in Chicago. We got another progressive talk show host in Appleton called Ben Kamenos. They write for me. I pay them to write for me, and I sponsor their writing by selling products. So our newsletter is hard hitting political analysis coming from the Midwest. And we do a different, new writer writes every day. And then hopefully I ask people to sponsor that news by buying my products or the products from my progressive partners on the marketplace.
Yeah, it's just great. You can go to Substack and what would you plug in if you wanted to find it at substack.com?
It's Minocqua Brewing Company Times.
There you go. And by the way, Kirk, you are always welcome to reprint anything that I've published, you know, any of my articles. Feel free. You don't even need to reach out. Kirk Bangstad, he's the owner and operator of Minocqua Brewing, MinocquaMarketplace.com, and BrewingCompany.com. Kirk, thanks so much for the great work you're doing.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Great talking with you. You're an inspiration.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
Night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you make qualifications qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, it's spelled VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that 37% discount and the free shipping on Super C Serum, Vibrant Super C Serum, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. David in Tyler, Texas. Let's try it again, David. What's up?
Well, can you hear me now?
I can. It's working.
Okay. Well, I just had a little input. I'm from, because we were talking about the addition to the our destruction of the East Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this message from an activist that was telling me that was connected to D.C. and saying it wasn't about the East Wing at all, about that building. It was about the bunker underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I guess it was, I was hearing you talk about it, the bunker a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's doing is expanding the bunker.
That's true. That's true. But he didn't need to tear down the East Wing to do that. That bunker already is larger than the footprint of the East Wing.
Well, apparently,
and it goes down several stories.
What rang a bell for me was that he's not going to want to leave. Mm. So maybe he's expanding the bunker big enough to be comfortable.
Yeah, I think if he's expanding the bunker for his own personal reasons, if this is Trump's idea as opposed to, the military saying, hey, here's an opportunity to upgrade things, then I would think that it might be that he's anticipating the possibility of a nuclear war with Russia or China. And he wants to make sure that the bunker where he and his family will hide out until the war is over is more than adequate to be radiation proof and blast proof and all that kind of thing. Rather than a place to hide out if Gavin Newsom gets elected president or something.
Yeah. Well, it just sounded like it was going to be huge.
Yeah.
And
maybe he wants to put gold filigree all over.
Get rid of, maybe he's really scared of protesters as well.
Yeah. Having a video where you're dumping feces on protesters is like, I mean, that is as un-American as you can get. I mean, this country was founded on protest, regardless of your political worldview.
He's going to push the limits as much as he can.
Yeah. My dad used to quote the Republican refrain, which was, I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death your right to defend it. I will defend to the death your right to say it. And that is gone now from the GOP. David, I got to run, but thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Anything Goes Weekend, your calls up next. Stay with us.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Chihuahua. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chris Mays of Clearly Confused Entertainment, and it's a Bar Band Friday night featuring Terry Barr's Max Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct. Savannah Tome Olson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WFHR in the app and the news comes to you.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s and light west winds. Overnight, clouds will thicken up. We'll drop back into the lower 30s. On Saturday, some rain chances developing, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s, currently 46 degrees.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it and our favorite fall events. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
He said just day one, but we knew the score. Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome, he's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game. But democracy's torch is losing its flame.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Now, Tom, I got a couple quick questions about the East Wing. Mm-hmm. I was bouncing around on TV the other day, and I just caught a little bit of it where Trump was saying that he was going to finance the whole thing, and I thought he said something about that he was going to also have some donors help. Sounds kind of sketchy. You know anything about it?
Yeah, it's against the law. There are three different laws, and I believe that there's a piece about this over at Daily Kos. There's three different laws that, yeah, here it is. That make it illegal for private agencies to fund public properties. The first is called the Anti-Deficiency Act, which is the foundation of federal appropriations law. It prohibits federal employees from obligating or spending funds in advance or in excess of an appropriation made by Congress. There's an exception for emergencies involving safety of human life, but that's it. And then there's the purpose statute. This is a law that restricts the use of appropriated funds to their intended purpose. And then there's the augmentation principle, which prohibits agencies from adding to their congressionally appropriated funds from outside sources, including private gifts. So these people who have donated, and these companies that have donated money to Trump to build this monstrosity, this abomination, this replica of Vladimir Putin's grand throne room in the Winter Palace, are in violation of the law. They are in violation of the anti-bribery laws, and that's the Altria Group, Amazon, Apple, Booz Allen, Caterpillar, Coinbase, Comcast, Hard Rock, Google, HP, Lockheed Martin, Meta, you know, Facebook, Micron, Microsoft, Next Era Energy, Palantir, Ripple, Reynolds American, T-Mobile, Tether America, Union Pacific Railroad, and then there's a whole bunch of foundations and wealthy individuals who gave money. So, according to, now I'm not an authoritative source on this, I'm not an attorney, but according to this fairly well-written article, a list of lawbreakers have been announced is the title of it over at dailykos.com. It looks like some of these people might be in big trouble. Back to you, Tom.
Who's going to stop them?
Well, that's the problem. It would have to be Pam Bondi. And I doubt that's going to happen.
Sure.
But, what's the old saying? What comes around goes around?
Yeah, they'll probably dedicate a gold bathroom for her when they get it done.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, well, I kind of thought it was sketchy as heck, but yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, it's sketchy in the extreme. I mean, the whole thing, and he shouldn't have been tearing down the White House without, you know, the historical board and preservation board, and there's a bunch of agents. If you want to even change the windows in a building that's got a historic designation in Washington D.C., you got to jump through all kinds of hoops, and the law does not specify the White House because no lawmaker ever thought that any future president would be insane enough to tear down part of the White House without even consulting Congress or the people. But here we are. You know,
he,
Here we are.
He found a way around that. Yeah. He found a way around that.
There you go. I mean, whoever runs against Trump in 2028, if he runs again, it needs to go back to the old Papoon for President slogan from 1968. Not insane was his slogan. that's what we need. Tom, it's always nice hearing your voice. Thanks a lot for the call. Billy in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions about Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was telling me about two different websites for Social Security information. Or you can call in and ask questions, and they'll tell you about your benefits, et cetera. And both of these websites reference two new guidelines regarding deposits. First of all, that you're going to have direct deposit. And if you don't, you will not get a paycheck.
That's correct. That actually started this month, this coming month of November, or starts in December or January. But I believe the last checks went out this month of October.
Okay, so the second part of that is that when those checks are deposited in your account with the new DOGE algorithms that they've put in place, when that check is deposited, they're going to look at your bank account and see what your balance is.
No, they can't do that.
Okay, this place was saying that if it was over $400, it would automatically instigate an investigation your financial situation.
No. Somebody's trying to scare you, Billy. That's not true. They do not have the power or the authority to, when you make a deposit in somebody's account, you can't see what's in their account, and neither can the federal government. They would have to have a warrant to do that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Trump, did that sort of thing against his political enemies, but they're not just going to go after random people who are on Social Security.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And Social Security is not means tested, by the way. You know, Charles Koch gets Social Security. I'm assuming he's signed up for it. Billionaires get Social Security. There would be no reason to look and see what your activity is.
Right. I realize it's not means tested, but yeah. I just wanted to clear that up and make sure of my information.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I stand behind, I've not seen the sites that you're talking about, but if I'm wrong, I would be astonished. I'm quite certain I'm not wrong. So, Billy, relax.
I trust your judgment.
Okay, there you go. Social Security's still with us. I mean, Social Security is facing some serious challenges, and the Republicans do want to privatize it. They want to give it all to Jamie Dimon, and get big kickbacks and all that kind of stuff, just like they're doing with Medicare Advantage. But we're not there yet. So, Billy, thank you for the call.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure enough.
Thank you. I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you for your
thank
kind
you.
Words. Marty in Chicago. Hey, Marty, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Happy Friday. I came across, I was watching some videos the other night, and I stumbled upon this one where it was all of these Nebraskan farmers, right? And a lot of them had voted for MAGA, and they were all like, turn around just saying how terrible his policies were. But a lot of these farmers kept mentioning this platform called Acre Trader, and I'd never heard of it before, right? So I did some digging, and what Acre Trader is a platform that allows foreign investors to buy up foreclosed farms. And I guess it's like a way to like expedite, like real serious investors that want to buy farmland, and puts them, and just allows them to buy up foreclosed farms. But anyways, like some of these people were complaining, like, our farm was bought up and now they're trying to like resell our own like land to us and all that. Anyway, so I started digging a little bit into this platform, and turns out J.D. Vance provided the original seed funding for this when he was with Naira Capital. And he's no longer invested in Naira Capital, but even Snopes says there's no credible evidence saying that he's divested from this Acre Trader platform. So I'm thinking like it's almost like deliberate that Trump is enacting policies that are deliberately hurting farmers, like our farmland.
So then the Saudis and the Chinese come in and buy up all the farmland and
It's going on. This is like, like these farmers are complaining about it. And I knew nothing about this. Huh. And I was like, why is this not? And I was like stunned when I saw, I was like, J.D. Vance, like, started, like, you know, helped start this.
That's incredible.
And is apparently still profiting.
I'm going to have to look into that one, Marty. Thank you for the heads up on it.
I'm just as perplexed. So yeah. I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you. That's something worthy of a deep dive and maybe a good article. So, Marty, thank you. Acre Trader. I will see what I can find out about it. It sounds nefarious the way you're describing it. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But I've always been an advocate of legislation forbidding anybody who's not a U.S. citizen from owning any land in the United States. As Will Rogers said, you know, buy land, they ain't making no more of it. And it's a good investment. Marty, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite V right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
The puck drops at the Kohl Center this month. Badger fans, Wisconsin men's hockey returns to the ice for the 2025-2026 season, geared with grit and hungry for glory. Coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are building on last year's success, and the time to secure your spot is now. Single game, mini pack, and group tickets are moving fast. Don't wait. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to lock in your seats today.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm wondering if you're familiar with the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act.
I'm not.
Okay, I came across a YouTube video on this. It was just, this is tinfoil hat stuff, only it's real, it's happening. What this is, it is the fourth, it's the House Bill H.R. 4639. It was introduced in 2023 by a Republican from Ohio, but it passed the House. And what it is, it expands and prohibits disclosures of stored electronic communications under the Stored Communications Act. But what it pertains to is that at every intersection you go through across the country, there is a private group that has these AI license plates.
Oh, it's called Flock is the company. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Right, right. So now it used to be the big thing about cops or somebody sticking tracking devices on your cars. Literally, they've no longer had
to do that. There's, what, 34,000 or 43,000 of these cameras?
Yeah, yeah. And the problem is that these AI reading cameras are wrong like 10% of the time. But when you take 10% of the amount of vehicles on the road, it's leading to such things like the YouTube video I saw was a mother and her three kids. I was either in California, Arizona, where it misread their license plate. So the cops have their guns pulled on this woman and her kids, and they're on the ground on hot asphalt because the cops are convinced that they're driving a stolen car. And incidents like that are happening over and over and over again. Anyway, this bill it's sitting in the Senate. It hasn't gone anywhere in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding, there are some states that have passed laws by themselves to control the uses of the information from these cameras. I guess Maine is really clamped down on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just
I'll bet the company's lobbying like crazy. But
we're giving our tax dollars to a private company that is basically causing mayhem and also trouncing all over the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
But I'm just calling because I was not aware of this, but. Maybe sometime you can have somebody on in the future to discuss it. And why, I mean, I've been calling my senators about it, but why has it gone anyway? I mean, I realize now it's not going to happen in the Senate with what's going on, but it's worth
not inconceivable. The Senate's actually in session, so it's not inconceivable. John Thune is keeping the Senate open, even though Mike Johnson's got the House shut down. Ed, thanks. Thanks right. for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I was very disturbed by the work on the White House until the other day. I thought, well, it's just a thing. You know, Parliament in England was heavily bombed, and they restored it. Notre Dame was restored.
Yeah.
The other thing is there was a call for George Washington to become king. Before he took office.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a conspiracy or something, and he just turned it down flat.
Yep.
They wanted to have some sort of combination of democracy.
Well, and there were also people wringing their hands when he stepped down after two terms too, and John Adams, ran for and became president.
Right.
Yeah, as a Federalist. I mean, because Washington at that point had basically established the Federalist as a political party, even though he was outspokenly opposed to political parties. But yeah, the big question, Bill, after Trump is gone, are they going to tear down this monstrosity and rebuild the East Wing, or are they just going to keep it? I don't have any idea. My guess is they'll probably keep it, but I think...
Well, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think they should tear it down. So what?
It was a working office. He tore down part of the office building
That's correct.
They have to reclaim that. And I think it should be rebuilt like it was, and he should pay for it.
I'm with you, Bill. I'm with you. Thank you. Joe in Cupertino. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You brought up the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg yesterday, and so I looked it up. That was the home of the Romanovs.
I know. The throne room is where the Romanov czar used to sit. And that's the room that Trump is cloning.
And we're going to have a Bolshevik revolution in this country because of it.
Well, hopefully not as bloody as the Bolshevik Revolution, hopefully not bloody at all, as the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was in, what was that, 1918 or whatever the year was?
Yes, but, 1918.
Yeah, but I think the analogy is perfect. Joe, thanks for calling and pointing that out. Sonia in Rockport, Washington. Hey, Sonia, what's up?
Hey, very quickly, which is very difficult when you're on hold and listening to everybody's everything, it's like, I have so many thoughts. But I was calling in regard to the troops on the city streets in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about back in the early 90s when Randy Weaver's house, his compound, was accosted
by the FBI.
Not only ATF, but local law enforcement and
oh, that's right. It was ATF.
Whatever. Yeah, right. And yet, what they were calling it at the time was multi-jurisdictional task force, the MJTF.
Yep.
And yet, the word at the time was that some of these people who were not identified on their uniforms that were. In camo and were masked, were possibly troops from the outside, like mercenary troops.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that they may have been Belgium-trained troops, but they were people who don't care about Americans.
There was a lot of conspiracy craziness around Ruby Ridge.
There was. But when I think about it now, and I'm looking at all these troops in the cities, who many of them act like they don't care about the citizens they're dealing with.
Yeah. I think it's because they're coming from other states, and I think that's intentional.
I have a grandson-in-law who is...
I'm sorry, Sonia, I've got to cut you off. I'm out of time. Thanks for being with us today. A special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carneverde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people who make this program work. And thank you to you for being part of our program every single day, or as often as you do. Please get out there, get active, tag You're It, and have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is happy.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, the leader of Democrats in the U.S. House, Hakeem Jeffries, is keeping up the pressure on Republicans to end the shutdown.
The crisis has grown worse because of Republican inaction over the last several weeks.
Food pantries are running low. Many people fear they won't get their food stamps next week. Some business owners are stepping up, including Peyton McCune, who owns Lululo's Pizzeria near Pittsburgh. She's giving meals to kids whose families' government pay or benefits are on hold during the shutdown.
Kids are innocent, and I think that they need the help before anybody else does, and I think that the parents will agree.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of mortgage fraud. Tom Dupree was a Deputy Assistant U.S. Attorney General.
This case doesn't have any of the hallmarks of the other types of mortgage fraud cases we've seen. Doesn't mean that a jury wouldn't ultimately convict, but this case is very different.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.